Sometimes you gotta write a new love song to get the old ones out your brain. Yeah, you gotta write a new love song to get the old ones out your brain.
And I think I got one. Yeah, and I think I got one. Yeah, yeah, I got one. And I think I got one.
Sometimes you gotta write a new love song.
Welcome to the End of the Woods podcast for Monday, March 11th. Welcome to the End of the Woods podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Woods. It is Monday, March 11th, 4 years to the day that the NBA suspended its season. Who could forget? Who could forget March 11th, 2020, when Rudy Gobert, patient zero for COVID, which I actually think was Tom Hanks and his wife, which started a lot of conspiracies that I still can't escape from. A lot of conspiracies out there that I can't escape from. But Tom Hanks, patient zero. Rudy Gobert, patient zero. For COVID, NBA season shuts down. 4 years later, I'm still doing this podcast. Has it grown? No. Am I in a different spot? Yes. The only thing that's changed is the location. I'm still stupid. But I'll tell you what. I've had a busy week. I watched the State of the Union address. Let me take my sunglasses off. Because I watched the State of the Union address, parts of it, because it was actually on at the Mexican restaurant I was at, which I thought was very funny. The State of the Union was on while I was eating Mexican. I thought it was very apropos. Nothing more American than watching the State of the Union at a Mexican restaurant, they say. So there I was at the Mexican restaurant, watching the State of the Union. And all I could think is how stupid the State of the Union is when the president's talking and he says a statement like, "We want to tax billionaires who make too much money." And then the guy behind him is sitting there with his arms crossed with this little smug little look on his face like, I don't want to tax billionaires. He's all mad about it. And then some people get up and clap all funny like. And then other people are sitting there with their arms crossed like, "I don't agree with what he said, so I'm going to make it known by sitting here." What are we doing? What a crate. And everyone's like, "Yeah. Yeah, he was showing him what's up by just sitting there with his arms crossed, acting all disinterested. He's in the president. I mean, he's got to show some respect, if not for the person, but for like his position. What a ridiculous thing. This guy, I don't even know his name. Who is that? That shows how much I know. Who was behind President Biden at State of Union? Who was that, dude? Why was he doing that? Biden called them illegals. Speaker Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson. The most normal ass name. The only way it could be different is if it was that name you get. Who's that? What's that name you always get given? John Doe or whatever? Yeah, people are talking about it. Mike Johnson's State of the Union behavior showed he's a weird goofball. They didn't say that last part, but he's a goofball. Yeah, you're doing the State of the Union. This guy's the Speaker of the House, whatever the hell that means. Sorry, don't really know. I just know that he sits up there. President Biden says something like, "Let's tax rich people or billionaires or companies more, because wouldn't that make sense a little bit?" And that guy's all, "No, I don't want to do that. So I'm going to sit here with my arms crossed and be disapproving." And I think that was the perfect representation of how funny politics are in this country. Just all a big show, and we're all like, "Whoa, did you see Marjorie Taylor Greene or whatever dressed up in all her President Trump gear? That was so sick." Can you guys believe she owned the president? What are we doing? And then I saw they're trying to ban TikTok. The government of the United States doesn't want to handle things like the drug issue in this country, doesn't want to handle student loan debt, doesn't want to handle inflation, doesn't want to handle any of those things. But the moment you bring up TikTok, they're like, we got to get it off all the phones. Got to get it off all the phones. Can't let TikTok. I know we have all these other problems, but we're going to start with TikTok. And that pissed me off because I have to pay my student loan. And I know. Pay your student loan, Ryan. You took it out. Okay. I did. But I also did it the way you guys said I should. And now you're all mad at me. Guy who thinks rich people should get richer. It's like when these billionaire sports team owners want a new stadium. And they make so much money. They make zillions of dollars, these billionaire sports team owners. And they're like, hey, city that my team plays in, I want a new stadium. And they huff and puff. And the city's like, what do you mean? And he's like, I want it paid by the taxpayers because I can't possibly afford it. I bring so much money into the city that you all never see. I bring so much economic growth that you all never see. And sure, we'll get maybe a concert or two that you'll never see the profits and proceeds from. I will. But don't worry, I want 50% of this stadium paid for by you guys. And then I'm going to sign a 20-year lease. And then when that gets near the end, I'm going to ask for another one. No. Oh, okay, Mr. Billionaire Guy. I guess we have to. We wouldn't want to lose the team. We wouldn't want to have to, you know, make sure you have to empty your pockets for an extra $700 million. Because you'll totally share those sweet, sweet profits with us when it's all said and done. I'm sure you'll be able to give back to the community and maybe a Boys and Girls program that you'll plaster everywhere. Look, we handed out book bags to two schools. Aren't you happy you paid us $700 million to keep our stadium here? We provided lunch and we sent the team mascot there, unpaid, to high-five kids on their way into school, because going to school is cool. So one day they can work for me at one of my gas stations where I can rip off truckers. Am I talking about a specific owner? What else is going on, dude? I need to charge $14 for a hot dog at my stadium so I can afford to pay for the next one, but only 50% because I'm going to ask the city for the rest of the money. But yeah, whatever. Happy International Women's Day to all the ladies out there. And a lot of people I know were lying on the internet. I know a lot of people were lying on the internet. Happy International Women's Day. I'm going to put the sunglasses on for this one. I'm going to put the Vipers on because I got something to say. You know what's serious when I got the sunglasses on? I got something to say. Happy International Women's Day, ladies. And I know a lot of people were online lying. They were lying. Happy International Women's Day to my lovely wife. Don't know how you get up and go to work every day. Just like me. Oh yeah, and then you make me take the trash out. Oh, and then you make me do the yard work. But happy International Women's Day. You're so brave for rearranging that room for the third time. And I had to come move all the heavy pieces of furniture. But you're the bravest woman I know. Strongest woman I know. Won't let you forget it. You really did a number when you lit that candle and played some music and rearranged the books for the 15th time. Hero. My hero. Ladies, I'm not here to tell you that there should be some International Men's Day. When's International Men's Day? Says the dork who clearly sucks. Hey, when's International White Guy Day? I don't know, dude. Pretty much every day. It's pretty awesome for me. Except for the working part, which blows, but I think all of us have to do that. Because I saw, here's why I'm not in favor of International Women's Day. Because I saw a TED Talk. I did some research. Because I saw a TED Talk. And it was about being an ally, which is a word that is hilarious. Be an ally. I saw a TED Talk where this woman is on a circle in a room full of women. And she's up there and she's saying, I worked at a company and I was giving a presentation and I was looking around the room and everybody was on their computers or their phones, not paying attention to me. And I had this epiphany that I possibly couldn't be failing, couldn't possibly be failing. It was the culture that was failing, not me. And I thought, what a crazy thing to say, because a white woman, no one loves to be more fake victimized than white women. I promise you that. They will tag along. They will ride on the backs of white guys to the front of the line on everything. But the moment it gets a little tough, and the moment that somebody's on their phone a little too much around them when they're talking, white women have to throw up this, I'm a victim, because, you know, they haven't played along for the last 50,000 years or whatever. 50 centuries. How many centuries has it been? 20? When did modern civilization start? Ever since then. How about that? You know? And that's the thing. It's just that white women love to be the victim. And I'll tell you what was bad timing out of International Women's Day. Bad timing out of International Women's Day, only to come to find out Tom Brady got cheated on by his wife. And that only proves one thing. Women, never satisfied. Never having a good day. Never happy. Always need more. That's a fact. The thing is, Tom Brady, 7-time Super Bowl champion, she clearly knew what she was getting into. She didn't meet him before he started playing football. And then she starts sleeping with her personal trainer. And I'm to believe that love exists? Here I am, getting married this year. I could win 7 Super Bowls. And things could still go awry with this. You want me to read vows? Dana's like, we should write our own vows. I'm like, why? Tom Brady's getting cheated on. She's like, what does that have to do with anything? And I'm like, well, Tom Brady's getting cheated on. How am I supposed to believe a word you say? She's like, that doesn't have any correlation. And I go, okay, maybe not, but geez Louise. How am I supposed to believe a word you women say? You know? Women want to be taken seriously. All I'm saying is women want to be taken seriously with this International Women's Day. Strongest women in the world. Caitlin Clark's the best basketball player. Blah, 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 blah. And then just like clockwork, boom. Tom Brady's wife sleeping around on him. You could have it all. You could give the women the world and you could be the most successful man in the world in your profession. Poof. Gone. Like it was nothing. Because she met a personal trainer who told her she looked good.
You stop telling me I looked good.
I was doing something. I can only imagine just like cheating on Tom Brady. And there's so many layers to this cheating on Tom Brady thing. I get it. I get it. It'd be hard to turn down if you're Tom Brady's trainer. Tom Brady's wife's trainer. But the moment you step away and that you know what I'm talking about, folks, that PNC hits. The moment that PNC hits and you get up after you just slept with Tom Brady's wife, the moment that hits you, how could you possibly sleep with the GOAT's wife? How could you possibly sleep with the GOAT's wife and have a clear conscience about that? That's all I'm asking. That's just like Mark Jackson saying he would hit Savannah out of the park, which I think is a crazy comment to make on national television when 70 million people are watching. But nonetheless, that brings me to my other point. The horniest man of the week. The horniest man of the week award this week goes to, you thought I forgot about it, but I did not. The horniest man of the week award goes to you, LeBron James. Le King, Le Goat, Le Comedian. Because LeBron James is just like the rest of us. He hangs out with women, you know, makes them laugh, goes home, definitely got beat over the head by his wife. Oh, you know, she had it in for him when he got home. You know how I know that, folks? Because I've lived it. Oh, Ryan, you think you're a funny guy? No. I just remember being at a Christmas party not too long ago. Around Christmas time, if you can believe it. And I was at a Christmas party. Ugly sweater, to be exact. And we were standing around, and I was talking to these ladies. And I was saying, you know, I'm doing my thing. I was talking shit, doing jokes, probably about my wiener and how small it is. And I look over at Dana, and I wink, and she doesn't laugh, you know, because she's got that stupid little smirk on her face, because she doesn't find any of this funny. Why doesn't she find it funny, Ryan? Oh, because she hears it 15 times a day. You think you're tired of these podcasts? Dana lives it. You only have 30 minutes, and you can choose to not listen. She has to deal with it. And we walk out of that apartment, or whatever. We walk out of there. We're on the elevator, alone. That was my first mistake. And she looks at me dead in the face and goes, "You think you're funny?" those women seem to think you're really funny. I'm like, "What?" She's like, "Those girls must think you're really funny because they were just hee hee ha ha." I'm like, "Oh, come on." You know, she's like, "Oh no, you want to be funny?" She's like, "You want to be funny?" And I'm like, "Oh, it's not like that." She's like, "No, it wasn't like that, but you made it like that." And then I go, "Oh, okay." Okay, you know, you want to be funny. You know, you want to just have a good time at work, just like LeBron James. And that's life, you know? Such is life. As he drinks a Coca-Cola Zero Sugar Spiced. Not an ad. Just wanted to let you guys know what I'm sipping on. What'd you guys do this weekend? Anything good other than International Women's Day and all that other stuff? You guys do anything fun? Me? Oh yeah, I did. I did some fun stuff. We went to brunch with a friend, with another couple this weekend. We went to brunch. Here's the thing, ladies, I have a piece of advice for you. I'm on the women this week. Oh, am I on the women? Ladies, I have a piece of advice for you. If you have a friend that's a girl who also happens to be married or in a relationship or whatever, that doesn't mean, if you're also in a relationship, it doesn't mean, hey, should our boyfriends or fiancés or husbands be friends? Don't have that thought. Stop having that thought. Because it's nothing against the guy. It's just a weird spot for the guys to be in. You two are friends, then I'm asking this guy, so what do you do for work? I don't care what he does for work. He doesn't care what I do for work. Oh, so what are you into? You guys have a lot in common. Like what? He likes sports. Oh, me and 500 million other people. He likes sports. Incredible. Why didn't I think of that sooner? Everybody that likes sports, come on in. We'll be best friends. What the hell are you talking about, lady? God bless. You know how many times I've been sucked into situations where I'm hanging out with a guy? I was at a Christmas bar 2 Christmases ago. Because Dan's like, "Oh, I have this friend. You know, they want to hang out with us. They want to hang out with us? Okay, I'll go. I'll go overpay for a Christmas ale. I'm not above it." You know? So I go. I'm paying for the Christmas ale. Dana gets a martini of the espresso variety, I believe. And we're standing there, and I'm talking to this guy, and he's not even talking to me. So he goes to the bathroom. I turn to Dana and I go, "Hey, this fucking guy's not talking to me." She's like, "What do you mean?" I'm like, "I don't know. I asked him what he did." He's like, "Sells sand." Sells sand? What the fuck? What am I supposed to do with that? What the hell am I supposed to do with that? Women, stop trying to make your significant others, especially men, if they are men, friends. Because then I'm there asking a guy, "What do you do for work?" Like, I care. I do not care. He does not care what I do for work. We want to be nowhere. We want to be nowhere. You have a friend, that's your friend. Don't try to mix the guys up just because, "Hey, we have a lot in common. You like sports? Hey, did you see the game last night? That was pretty crazy, huh?" Who gives a shit? Golly. Huh. What else did you do this weekend, Ryan? Oh, I was just up to stuff. Saw the Oscars. Saw the Oscars were on. Didn't watch a second of it. Not sure who the Oscars are for. Not really sure. I mean, does anyone really care? It's funny when a subjective thing, such as movies, are like, or music for the Grammys or so on, and it's like, oh, the movie I really liked didn't win Best Picture Award. That's so wrong. Well, you liked it, so who gives a shit? I watched Oppenheimer. Guess what? Shit was boring. No disrespect. But like, Best Picture, sure. I mean, it looked good. It was in a movie. It's 2024. It was 2023. I mean, who knows? Anyways, who cares? Barbie didn't win any awards. Okay, did you like the movie? Yeah? All right. Then we're good. We're done here. Who gives a fuck? See, that movie won Best Picture. I didn't even like it. Okay. I don't know what to do with this information, but nonetheless, what did I do this weekend? Well, I got really invested in something, because I must be honest with you. I watched some YouTube videos. I saw a headline that said there's a guy in Haiti named Barbecue who is just running amok. And I was like, wait, what's going on down there? So I did some research. And by research, I mean watched two YouTube videos that were like an hour long each because I was intrigued. I wanted to know what's going on. And let me tell you, let me be the first to tell you about the situation in Haiti. It's not good. Just putting it out there. There's a guy named Barbecue, a warlord. What's funny is that in this country, the United States, we have politicians. In other countries, they have warlords. What's the difference? Depends on the messenger. Nonetheless, Barbecue gets that name because he is not a pit boss. No. He burns all the towns down that he goes into. Isn't that crazy? So I thought that was interesting. There's a real problem. Just want to let you know about that. And then I was hanging out with some friends and somebody brought up that there was protesters downtown. There's protesters blocking the street for Palestine, I believe. Pro-Palestine protesters. And I'm not going to pick a side. I have no idea. I just got to be honest with you. I'm a little uncomfortable making statements about the Israeli-Palestine conflict. And I have to say, no matter what is going on here in the United States, I feel like those people are always going to be fighting. I feel like no matter what we do, what we say, they're always going to be mad at each other. I have no idea. I just feel like they're never going to get along. So I have a plan. I can fix the Israeli Palestinian conflict. And you might ask, Ryan, how will you do that? Well, I'll tell you. What you need is, you know how it's like religious land, the Holy Land, all that? Here's what you do. You find out who's in charge. For the Catholics like myself, non-practicing, of course, we have the Pope. What he says kind of goes. So whoever's in charge of, whether it's the Israelis or the Palestinians, you go somewhere far away and you find an artifact that's been there for longer than it could have been over here. New Holy Land, everybody moves there. Boom. A lot of land in between. I think we're all good. You tell me if that works. That's my solution. Because apparently what we got going on now, not working out. But that's just an observation. Just an observation. I have no idea. I don't want to pick sides. That's all I have to say about that. And don't take it the wrong way, ladies. Whatever I said today, it's not your fault. Every day is International Women's Day to me. I'm an ally. It's just how fucking insane you have to be to like say like, oh, it's not me that's failing. It's the culture. That's insane. You understand? Oh. What else is going on, dude? Is this the end of the podcast? I think so. I think this is the end. I've lived so many weather. I feel like the weeks are so long because last Monday it was 80 degrees, and then yesterday there was a snowstorm and winter weather advisory. You know, that would really mess with you. But we honestly, daylight savings time, we got time back. That's kind of all that matters, right? We got time back. We got more sunlight. Everyone feels better now, huh? So go ahead, like, subscribe, follow me at links below. Email me, ryanwoodspod@gmail.com. And I'll talk to you all next week. Love ya.
Can't control the fire. The fire is burning, ain't a putting out that light. Yeah, desire turns to desire, turns into a quiet old man full of white hair. Thought we had it all planned out in a hijack, but even then everything was a fight. Yeah, peas and carrots, what we inherit. I see the merit in the squeeze of parents. No need to sugarcoat it. I see the need for being married, but who would condone it? When your dreams are being buried and it seems you've been disowned, I say hold on to the little piece of you that's still upon you. Blink twice and where's it gone to? Think twice, but what are you gonna do? If this is the type of life you want to, just let it on you. I say. How am I gonna hold you when this love is so disarming? Thought I was so lucky cause you told me I was charming. Nobody told you making money is a problem. For a rapper ain't it funny how it's always so alarming? Same with actors, same with authors, all the same. Just blame the artists, hard them all, the poets pardon. I'm an arm and always starving for attention. Tens of thousands couldn't mention I am worthy, but I'm thirsty, ain't it now, so you could quench it. I'm defenseless, I'm always swinging for the fences. Yeah, I'm always swinging for the fences. I'm always swinging for